This is KNKX News. We want to bring you a conversation we recorded before the world changed. It's with the author David Guterson. He wrote Snow Falling on Cedars, a bestseller and a winner of the Penn Faulkner Award. In the 26 years since his first novel was published, Guterson has written four others, along with short story collections and, most recently, poetry. A book titled Turnaround Time, a walking poem for the Pacific Northwest. Guterson spoke with KNKX's Jeffrey Reddick late last year, and we're sharing this now because of what they talked about back then.
On the surface, Turnaround Time is about a hike in the woods, and we're allowed to go on hikes again. But the book-length poem has deeper themes. Mortality is one, and that's something we're all thinking about in a way we weren't a few months ago. Guterson and I talked at Halls Hill Lookout on Bainbridge Island. He visits this little park a lot.
Incredibly beautiful, calm, and peaceful place. And I feel at peace with the notion of mortality here. I think nature can do that for us. It can be a kind of balm.
In the park, there's a labyrinth made of river stones and a view of the endless waves in the sound and a prayer wheel. As you turn the wheel by hand, you're invited to focus on thoughts of love, compassion, and prayer for others. You speak your intention aloud, and on the ninth turn, the bell rings, releasing that power into the world. Guterson told me he'd like to have his ashes scattered at this park someday. Guterson had an ambition when he was younger, to change the world through his writing.
I viewed a great, compelling story as something that can elicit social and cultural change. It can do important work. And so very much that ambition to write a book of that sort drove me and drove Snow Falling on Cedars.
Snow Falling on Cedars is set in the 1950s on a fictional island standing in for Bainbridge. And it's about a Japanese-American man accused of killing a white fisherman.
For years, the Bainbridge Island Japanese-American Community Association had photos gathered up in an exhibit called For the Sake of the Children. And when I was a teacher at Bainbridge High School, they would have that exhibit annually in our library, and we'd go to look at it. I was looking at pictures of people, children, who were now adults living on Bainbridge Island, people who I knew, which made the history very real and all the more painful.
Looking back on his youthful ambition, Guterson also sees naivete, a certain lack of humility.
But I think it, in some ways, natural to relative youth to have that kind of idealism.
Time makes you more measured, more realistic, he says. But in his case, time hasn't blunted creativity. In the last 5 or 6 years, he's switched from novel writing to poetry.
Poetry in the second half of life makes sense to me.
Why?
It's an art form that takes a real laser focus, a real sitting in one place kind of calm deliberation. It's not expansive the way the novel is. You know, the production of a novel is an enormous undertaking.
What is turnaround time?
Turnaround time, strictly speaking, is a term from the mountaineering lexicon. And it's a time that's established in advance at which the party will turn around regardless of whether the goal has been reached. So if you're climbing a peak and you're within 500 feet of the summit and your turnaround time comes, the prudent thing to do is to in fact turn around. Otherwise, you're putting yourself in jeopardy of some kind. In the conceit of this book, life divides into two stages, out and back. And the idea is that in the first half of life, as you're moving with sort of greater ambition and greater force into life, as is natural. And then comes a time when it's also natural to turn around and to take the reverse view, so to speak. And so this is a sort of larger metaphorical notion that I bring to bear in the poem.
Guterson says he can sit at his desk and conjure the feeling of walking a trail, moving toward a summit, hitting turnaround time, heading home.
I wanted a propulsiveness. I wanted something about the music of the poem to drive the reader forward as if down a trail, as if on a journey.
Here's what that sounds like.
Here, setting out, booted, burdened, let's suffer not to ask about our end and do what we came to do, wend. I mean you, before your grass. No sitting on it undoes fact. Let's rise and go as trees go, that is, with loss and making way for light, like trees traveling time's throw, like stones interred, like stars, birds, dusk, the dark, a piped lament, a river's arc, a hint, a dream, a moonlit ridge, like snow or fog. Let's go.
You've been in the mountains, in the woods of the Pacific Northwest your whole life. Do you move through the woods in the same way you did? I mean, aside from speed or agility.
No, I don't move. I don't move through the woods the same way I used to. I mean, there was a kind of sense of grandeur and adventure and just reckless heedlessness that informed the way I liked to move in the mountains when I was younger. And that's changed. It's less about my romantic rambling in so-called wilderness and more about observing what is actually there.
When we arrived at this place, you mentioned a desire to someday have your ashes scattered here.
Mm-hmm.
And mortality is throughout this piece. Is it easier to contemplate that sort of thing when you're in a space like this?
Well, I think the sort of fundamental human subjects are love and mortality, the things that rise to the surface with the greatest force in our lives. And I think you're right to point out that in a natural setting, our thoughts about mortality differ than they do in other settings, because we're able to place ourselves in context more easily. The truth of the passage of time, you know, the beauty of the earth, they all elicit an attitude towards mortality that is not so easily elicited in other environments.
At age 64, Gudarsson has been out. His turnaround time has come and gone. Now he's headed back.
You know, you take this distant view and you say to yourself, well, you go to an enormous library with thousands of books in it, and almost every writer in there is forgotten. People who had all the concerns and stresses and anxieties about their careers and their reputations. And it was all a waste of time, really.
These days, he says, he focuses on the page, what is actually there. And he's sticking with poetry, trying to improve.
Which is one of the great things about coming upon poetry relatively late in life, is I like feeling like a beginner and having a lot to learn. You know, it's sort of a new territory for me.
David Gudarsson, his most recent book is Turnaround Time, a walking poem for the Pacific Northwest. You can hear a longer excerpt at our website, knkx.org.